The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
you. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. When the angel comes to Joseph in a dream, what is the very first thing he says to Joseph? "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid." What was Joseph afraid of? Why was he experiencing fear? He does not say, "Joseph, do not be resentful. Joseph, don't be angry with your wife. Don't be bitter toward her." All of which he would have said if that is what Joseph was feeling, because he believed Mary guilty of adultery. But he does not say any of those, but "do not be afraid." St. Jerome, writing in the end of the 4th, beginning of the 5th century, says this: "How could Joseph be called just if he concealed the guilt of his spouse? What speaks in defense of Mary, in defense of her purity, is precisely the fact that Joseph, knowing her chastity and marveling at what had happened, buried in silence a fact whose mystery he did not understand." So why does St. Jerome say Joseph was experiencing fear? Because he didn't understand what was taking place. 800 years later, St. Thomas Aquinas wrote, "Joseph was minded to put away the Blessed Virgin, not because he suspected fornication, but because in reverence of her, in reverence of her sanctity, he feared to cohabit with her." This woman is so extraordinarily holy. God's doing something so amazing in her. I'm not worthy of this. 800 years later, Blessed John Paul II, soon to be saint, said this: "Joseph decided to draw back so as not to interfere in the plan of God." Something struck me this morning thinking about Joseph, and that is his tremendous faith, that he had to make the exact same act of faith as the Blessed Virgin Mary, to believe in the Incarnation. The first person after Mary to believe that she was pregnant with the Son of God. And all of these saints are saying he believed in that before the angel came to him. He believed that Mary was pregnant of the Holy Spirit. And so when the angel came, he didn't come to convince him that that's what had happened. He came to say, "Do not be afraid that that's what has taken place. She is still to be your wife." And something else struck me, and that is how much Our Lady must have trusted Joseph. How greatly she would have depended upon him. She gave her heart to him. She relied upon his strength. She confided in him. Imagine how many times she took refuge in his arms. And we ought to imitate Our Lady. And I close with these words of St. Teresa of Avila. "I do not recall up to this day," she said toward the end of her life, "ever having petitioned Joseph for anything that he failed to grant me." May we ask our Lord for the faith of St. Joseph.